Alleluia. In the name of Christ, we welcome you to worship today with Grandview Church on this fourth Sunday in the season of Easter. We acknowledge with gratitude that we worship from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Melanie, and I'm the children's pastor at Grandview Church. In this audio service, a variety of people from our church will lead us in prayer, songs of praise, and reflecting on one of the parables of Jesus. You may want to listen to this recording on your own, in a home group over Zoom, or with people in your household. There will be some moments where you will be prompted to pause the service in order to respond to wondering questions that will be asked. These open-ended questions come from the tradition of godly play and are a form of lectio divina, or sacred listening to Scripture. Whatever age we are, adults, teens, and children, we are encouraged in this godly play practice to respond honestly to the story and to listen well to God and to one another. Sometimes it can be helpful to have something to engage our hands while we're listening. You're welcome to go gather drawing supplies, clay, blocks, or whatever else will help you to focus as you enter into this worship service. And I also want to offer much gratitude to everyone who participated in creating today's service. Thank you to Jamie, Nita, Lori, Luke, Anya, Nienna, Matt, Heather, Tobias, Glory, Rosemary, Meshach, Celeste, Charlie, Kim, Kylie, Zoe, and everyone who was part of the Jesus is Alive Today song recording. And now, if you have a candle at home, you're welcome to light it. We light this candle as a sign of the bright sunrise of the risen Christ Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
Now Luke will lead us in saying the Lord's Prayer. You're welcome to join in from wherever you are, saying the words that Jesus taught us in whatever language or version you're most comfortable. Let us pray.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For then is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture passage will be heard through a Godly Play version and comes from the Bible, from the book of John, chapter 10. Following the story will be a series of wondering questions asked by people from our church. You are encouraged to pause this podcast after each question and to respond briefly, either aloud, silently, or with writing or drawing. Be encouraged to respond with your immediate feelings and thoughts, letting your imagination lead you and not overthinking things. Responses to wondering questions are often most impactful when they are brief, honest, and heartfelt. And now Anya will read our Godly Play story.
Today's story comes from the Bible, from John, chapter 10. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him. But they didn't know who he was, so one day they just had to ask. And he said, "I am the Good Shepherd. I know each one of my sheep by name, and they know the sound of my voice. So when I call my sheep, they follow me. I walk in front of my sheep to show them the way. I show them the way to the good green grass. I show them the way to the cool, clear, still water. And where there are places of danger, I show my sheep the way through so they can come safely home to the sheepfold. But the ordinary shepherd does not care about the sheep because they do not belong to him. He does not walk in front of the sheep to show them the way, and they do not recognize the sound of his voice. So the sheep wander and scatter. When the wolf comes, the ordinary shepherd runs away. But the good shepherd stands between the wolf and the sheep, and even gives his life for the sheep, so the sheep can return safely home."
You are now invited to respond to the following wondering questions, pausing the recording between each question so that you can respond.
I wonder what your favorite part of the story is.
I wonder which part of this story you think is the most important.
I wonder what it is like to hear the Good Shepherd call your name.
I wonder what it's like when the Good Shepherd stands between the wolf and the sheep.
I wonder what it's like to follow the Good Shepherd safely home.
I wonder where you are in this story.
At any point, feel free to return to the wondering questions and pause, letting the Holy Spirit stir up your imagination and guide your thoughts and intentions as you respond with spoken words, with drawing or writing, in prayer or movement. As we were preparing for this service, I had the privilege to hear some responses to these questions. We're grateful to Meshach, Celeste, and Glory for being willing to share their wondering about the Good Shepherd with all of us. Meshach, Celeste, and I began with wondering about our favorite parts of the story.
My favorite part was when Jesus told the people who he was.
It's not just that we follow Jesus for the sake of it, because God is this all-powerful, all-knowing being, and of course we should follow him. But he actually leads us to good places. It makes the idea of following him more enticing. It feels more calm, like, oh yeah, it's not stressful, it's good.
I wonder what it's like when the Good Shepherd stands in between the wolf and the sheep.
The wolf would get scared off.
What if the wolf doesn't get scared off and attacks? Do you think the Good Shepherd would stay, even if the wolf was attacking?
Yes.
Even if it meant he got his arms bit or his face scratched?
Yes.
He'd still stay?
What do you think, Celeste?
I mean, I know he would stay because I know the story. I know the Good Shepherd gives up his life. But if I think about it in terms of a shepherd and a wolf and a sheep, it's hard to imagine the shepherd staying. And almost like, well, that would be dumb for a man to give up his life for a sheep. But it's a metaphor, and we're the sheep, and Jesus is the shepherd. And maybe that is ridiculous.
When this parable breaks through our platitudes of who Jesus is, and we encounter the Good Shepherd, who is glad to put himself in danger to protect his sheep from the wolf, it can strike us suddenly as ridiculous. I wonder how Jesus felt about this as he was telling the story to his friends. How ridiculous for God's beloved Son, the one who was present at and participated in the creation of the universe, to give up his life for human beings, for us mortals whose lives are like grass that springs up and wilts in one day. How fierce must be the love of a shepherd who would rescue his sheep even when it costs him his life. Celeste noted that in the story, we can follow the Good Shepherd with a sense of deep calm because he's trustworthy and he really does lead us to good places. Now, Glory reflects on what it means to take those steps of trust. What is it like to follow the Good Shepherd safely home?
Trying to love and not to hate. And to support those that are really desperately in need. So I believe when I able to fulfill this, I believe I am completely safely follow Christ home, or the shepherd home.
For each of us, what does it mean to follow Jesus in this way? To love and not to hate. To help those who are desperately in need. I wonder what is your one next step today in following Jesus as he calls you by name and you recognize the sound of his voice. The Good Shepherd stands between the sheep and the wolf, between humans and the forces of sin and death. I wonder what dark places of sin and death you find yourself in today. Jesus was filled with such ridiculous compassion for people that he thought it was worth it to lay down his life in these places of danger, and to die for us. But Jesus did not stay dead. We are in Easter season. We are celebrating the miracle of the resurrection. Because Jesus rose to life again, the wolves of sin and death no longer have lasting power over creation. This good news that so many of us have folded up and tucked away in an almost forgotten file of, yes, yes, I know that. This best of all possible news should strike us as ridiculous in all of its wonderfulness. While there is still darkness and danger on the road, we are on a good journey with a trustworthy shepherd who loves us, who will help us to love and not to hate, and to care for those in need, and who will show us the way safely home. Thanks be to God. Now we invite Kylie to lead us in our closing prayer.
Merciful God, you gave Jesus to be our good shepherd. Jesus has so much love for us that he gave his life away to keep us safe. And he rose again so that we can have life forever. Keep us always under the protection of Jesus. Give us grace to follow in his steps, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
If you missed the Easter compilation video of people from our church singing Jesus is Alive Today on Resurrection Sunday, you're welcome to look that up on the church website at resources/worship. For now, as you go out into your day, receive the blessing of Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, who is alive today.
Jesus is alive today, oh praise his name. Hallelujah.